All right. We now turn to another pianist. This is the last of the specifically piano set that we're going to hear. And it features somebody who was here last month, as a matter of fact. We're happy to welcome back Carly Baer. So,
Carly Baer, yes. She is one of our graduate piano performance students in her master's program, and one of my teaching assistants as well. So she's teaching and performing and working on solo repertoire and doing a lot of accompanying and mentoring as we all, appreciate from our wonderful graduate students, and she's one of them. So
Right.
she's going to play some Brahms for us, an intermezzo, Opus 16, number 4.
And the intermezzos, of course, are just if there were a scale, a heart tug scale, in terms of music, this would be, and certainly the mazurka that we heard at the top of the program today is another one of those that
Yes.
just really gets to a very central place for an awful lot of people. And the Opus 116 intermezzo is another one of those pieces. So we will turn it over to EWU graduate student Carly Baer in our KPBX studio for this music of Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
a real moment of peace from Johannes Brahms, his Intermezzo No. 4 from the Opus 116, played for us in our KPBX studio by graduate student from Eastern Washington University, Carly Baer, who is at the microphone. And good morning, Carly. And I'm hoping that Carly can hear me. And, oh, well, it would help if the guy in the booth would bring up the right fader for your sound. So there we go. Excellent, Carly. I was saying right before you played that this is your second visit to us, and we're really very, very happy to welcome you back. You are a graduate student, and remind us of what, if you can. I mean, plans are always one of those things we make and then unmake and make again. But currently, what are your thoughts about what happens after this semester is done?
Well, I'm in my first year, so next year I'll be coming back for my second year of grad school.
Okay.
And then after that, I have always loved teaching, so I want to teach privately. I've gotten more experience this year with teaching a variety of ages and levels, and I really love all of them, so I hope to do some of all of that. And then I really love collaborative playing, so I hope to make that a big part of what I do as a musician.
Speaking of collaborative playing, what we're going to hear in just a moment after I release you from being at the microphone is a movement from the Fantasy for Piano Quartet in F-sharp minor by Frank Bridge.
Yes.
Can you tell me something about that piece, or at least the process for you guys of putting that together?
Right. This piece is a little tricky to put together because it has so many different sections with different characters, but that's part of what makes it so fun to play because, for example, the opening is very energetic, and then later there's some very melodic parts where we do get different solos, and it just captures a wide variety of musical moods.
And it is a piano quartet, so in addition to your playing, there's a violin, viol, and cello. We'll introduce those players in just a moment. But it's a tricky thing to, without a conductor, to bring together even four musicians. What are some of the tricks of the trade that you have picked up in your piano study in terms of collaborating with slightly larger groups?
Right. Breath is probably the biggest. We have to learn how to breathe together and take cues from each other. And sometimes those cues are just the sound of someone inhaling mm-hmm. for a downbeat.
The famous quartet sniff.
Yes, indeed. that's a huge one. And then we also just have to take cues from each other for entrances and also to just communicate about the color of the sound we're trying to produce.
All right, good. Well, I will let you get back to the piano, and we will going to hear now this Fantasy for Piano Quartet in F-sharp minor by the first movement, the Andante con moto, music of Frank Bridge, the English composer of the first part of the 20th century. And let's see, I should say that it's 36 minutes past 11 o'clock here in the Inland Northwest. You're tuned to the stations of Spokane Public Radio, specifically to the Piano Bench. And it being the second Tuesday of the month, our new tradition is to welcome Eastern Washington University music majors, along with faculty members and right across from me, Dr. Jody Graves. And Jody, any thoughts from you about this particular piece?
Well, I love this piece, and I think it's what's been great about this particular group, because this is their first time together this year, this particular group of students. Do you want me to say who they are?
Sure. Why don't you do that intro?
Yeah. We talked to Carly Baer, who's on piano, and Amber Stoic on violin, Nicole Leach, a graduate student, on viola, Grace Ahola on cello. And they are working together so beautifully, and I hear them practicing. We have a protocol. They have to maintain their distance, and we have big rooms for them to do this. So they're learning a different acoustical approach to things because we have to be spread apart when we are playing right now. But we're very proud of them and excited that they're here today.
That's another one of those pandemic situations that we are currently educating the next generation of musicians in a way that's completely different than what has been the tradition of being all close together. Mm-hmm. And so who knows what's going to happen when they can actually cluster in the appropriate way again.
Exactly.
But at any rate, let's listen to some music by Frank Bridge from our KPBX studio.
Thank you.
Music of Frank Bridge from his Fantasy for Piano Quartet in F-sharp minor. The Andante con Moto movement as played by students from Eastern Washington University. Violinist Amber Stoic, violist Nicole Leach, cellist Grace Ahola, and pianist Carly Bear. Part of our continuing series of programs that we do the second Tuesday of each month featuring music majors from, and some dual majors and what have you, from Eastern Washington University. That was a very mixed kind of ensemble just in terms of their placement in school, because you have everything from graduate students to sophomores in it. So it's just a wonderful testament to the work of the faculty at Eastern. And we are just delighted to be able to present this to you here on Spokane Public Radio. Okay, taking a turn for home here, we have another of the students who we haven't heard from yet in the studio. His name is Cedric Bidwell, and good morning, Cedric.
Morning. How's it going?
No, so far so good. Haven't made too many mistakes, so you know it's okay. And you're going to be joining a pianist who we heard earlier, Christian Skoke, in a second for some forehand music. But before we get involved in that, you are a junior at Eastern.
I am, yes.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is not your first time in this studio.
No, I have played here a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I participated in Music Fest a lot in high school and music and middle school. So part of that program involves outreach to this radio station, and I have played on this station a couple of times.
Okay, and it's great fun to have you here. You are a junior and still have another year and some to go before one of the moments of reckoning in your life. Do you have any thoughts, general or specific, about what you would like to do in terms of the piano for the long haul?
Well, right now that plan involves graduate school. I'm looking around right now. I'm not sure where I'm going, but with the help of Dr. Graves, I'm sure I will find somewhere that is wonderful and fits me well. After that, I'm interested in teaching and performing.
All right, very good. And I'll ask you also, we're going to hear some Samuel Barber in a moment. Is there any composer in particular whose music you really look forward to performing or learning? I know it's an unfair question, probably, but of your top 10, just a random one.
Well, right now I am really, really excited about performing Saint-Saëns' concerto in piano concerto in G minor. So I would say right now Saint-Saëns is what I'm really lit up about.
All right, that sounds great. Well, I'm going to let you go and get established there at the piano so we can listen to some Samuel Barber. Thank you, Cedric.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, as mentioned, he is going to be joining Christian Skoke at the piano, and they're going to be doing one of the great duets from the 20th century. It's called Souvenirs. It's by Samuel Barber, and we're going to listen to two movements from that, the pas de deux and the waltz. So, and I'll just make sure our signals are straight here. So,
I think we're just going to hear the waltz.
Just going to hear the waltz. Well, that's fine. That's what we're going to do right about now. A delight from Samuel Barber, the waltz for four hands from his work Souvenirs, played for us by Cedric Bidwell and Christian Skok, both juniors at Eastern Washington University and both piano performance majors. And they were not set up for this at first, but we're going to prevail upon them to play the second piece in the set, and I think that will play us out, actually. So let me take this opportunity to thank our students for today, our cello ensemble, also pianist Jennifer Goodnight, Christian Skok, Carly Bear, and Cedric Bidwell, and our string players Amber Stoic, Nicole Leach, and Grace Ahola. And of course, Dr. Jody Graves, thank you, Jody, so much for all that you do and for being here today.
Thank you, Jim. It's such an honor. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's go back to the studio and conclude with more from Souvenirs. This is the Pas de Deux, music of Samuel Barber, played by Christian Bidwell and, Cedric Bidwell and Christian Skok.